تا اون طرف خب خط میشنه خط بگ دیانیه محفا پیش این به هم شال شال شالش هر ای لطمه مد clothing that is worn by Indian, by poor people that have clothing that is shredded, that has many rips in it, even though it doesn't have a single piece that is intact, that's at least gimel, I'll give it, that's at least 3 espos by 3 espos, which is the minimum size for a beggar to be makabel tumah. The beggar has so many rips in it that it doesn't have one piece that's intact without a rip, that's gimel espos by gimel espos. Even so, the beggar is makabel tumah's medrash, since the beggar in its entirety is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, which is the minimum size for tumah's medrash, even though it has many rips in it, it is makabel tumah's medrash. Talish ahischo balakara, kiven shenikra ruba in a chibur. A talis that has started to be ripped, since most of it is ripped, even though it's not entirely ripped, it's still attached, it would not be considered a chibur. The 2 pieces of the talis would not be considered an attachment, that if one piece of the talis became tame, the other piece would remain tame. As even though the talis is still one piece, since most of it is ripped, the 2 pieces are not considered a chibur, and if one becomes tummy, the other one remains tar. Ha'avim b'harakim ein behem yishum sholosh al sholosh. A piece of clothing that is extraordinarily thick or extraordinarily thin, a very dark piece of clothing, such as silk, these type of clothing are not makabel tumah, even though it's sholosh al sholosh, even though it's 3 espos by 3 espos, which is the minimum size for a beggar to be makabel tumah. And this type of clothing, since it's extraordinarily thick or extraordinarily thin, it's not useful if it's only gimel. Gimel is not good for anything if it's only 3 espos by 3 espos. It only has any use if it's at least 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So therefore, these type of begadim are only makabel tumah if they're 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. A cushion that's used by porters, people that carry loads from place to place. They carry the load on the shoulder or on their head, and they use a cushion to protect their shoulder or head from the load. This cushion is makabel tumah's medrash. If a zavar would sit on it, it would become tamei medrash. And this cushion is also used for sitting on it, so therefore it's considered meyuchad liyeshiva, and it's makabel tumah's medrash. Mishmeres shoyayin ein ba mishum meishuk. A piece of clothing that's used to filter wine is not used for sitting, and therefore it's not miyuchad liyeshiva, and it's not makabel tumah's medrash. Even though this cloth is fit for sitting on it, but since it gets dirty, since it's used to filter wine, so therefore nobody would sit on it in order not to stain their clothing, so therefore it's not miyuchad liyeshiva, and it's not makabel tumah's medrash. Tzvacha shoskena tmeya mishum meishuk. A hair covering that's used by an older woman is tamei mishum meishuk. It is used for sitting, and therefore it is makabel tumah's medrash. If a zavar would sit on it, it would become tamei medrash. Even though we had much earlier in the Masechta that a covering that's used by a zkena is not makabel tumah's medrash, Mefarshim explained there are 2 types of hair covering that's used by a zkena. One type of hair covering is used for sitting on it, that's the hair covering that we're discussing in this Mishnah, while the hair covering that we discussed earlier in this Masechta is a type of hair covering that's not used for sitting, and therefore that type of hair covering is not makabel tumah's medrash. Chaluk shal yaitis achot ha'asik kisvacha tar. A shirt that's used by a woman that's yaitis chutz, a zayna, that she wears a shirt that has openings in it that the skin could be seen right through the shirt, that type of shirt is not makabel tumah, and since the skin could be seen through it, it's not considered fit for wearing, and therefore it's not considered a beged that's makabel tumah. Ha'asui beged min acherim tar. Somebody makes a piece of clothing from a fishnet, that piece of clothing is tar, it's not makabel tumah, and since it has openings in it and the skin could be seen through it, it's not considered fit for levisha, and it's not makabel tumah. Umizuto tame. But if you make a beged from the piece of cloth that's on the bottom of the fishnet, that piece of cloth does not have openings in it, it's woven like any other piece of cloth, such a piece of clothing would be makabel tumah, and since it is fit for levisha, it's fit for wearing, it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, afa oisa beged min acherim ukaflo tame. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, so too, somebody makes a piece of clothing from a fishnet, but he doubled it over and stitched it up. In such a case, it is fit for wearing, and it would be makabel tumah, as even though it has openings in it, since he doubled it over and stitches together, so the openings are narrowed down. So now it's much more difficult to see the skin through it, so therefore it's considered fit for Levisha and is makabel too.